You know, I've been ordained now 29 years, and I've become a bit of an expert on a few things, just a few. One of the things I've become an expert on, I believe, is on figuring out what a present is based on how it was wrapped. And I think we'll see if you know as much as I know. So, let's see.
Like, for instance, if you get these things,
what's in those typically? Cookies! That is correct. Yes, yes, yes. The tragic thing is these are all now empty. Yeah. Wait a minute. One's not empty. Oh, okay. So if you get a 10, that typically means cookies or that delicious mix. You know, I don't know how y'all do it. It's like M&M's and Cheerios and pretzels. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Anyway, and you have to eat it all once you start eating it. It's a rule. But then you might get one of these little cans. What do you think's inside one of these? A gift card, usually. You're right, right? Oh, there's even a slot for it. So y'all are pretty good experts, too. So, you know, you can tell by the packaging what's in it. Let's try some more. Let's see. Yeah. Yeah. Milk. You're right. Yes. Yes. Yes, but you can tell. The wrapping kind of tells you what the thing is. But then sometimes it gets a little more complicated, and you have to take it up a knowledge level. You know, you have to become a little bit more of an expert. Like, for instance, people will give you, like, boxes and, like, bags, you know. Hey, Claudia, if you're watching, here's your bag. Yeah, so, you see, now, this is like a little lunch bag, but who knows what's in it? I was expecting a sandwich, right? But it's a cute little bag. And then you have like a box. Boxes are great, but the bigger the box, the harder it is to tell what's in it. But you really don't care because it's a big box, right? So you got that. And then look at this. Look at this. This one looks like a Christmas tree. Isn't that just the coolest thing? I forget what was in it. But I've kept it all these years just because it's the coolest box ever. Now, and then, check this box out. I didn't know what was going to be in this one when I opened it. Put my little Christmas tree. Look at that one. You know what I think was in it? I think, opens up like a, I think it was a pair of socks. Oh, no, not just any old socks. Like, for instance, I'm wearing, you can't see them right now, but as a tribute to Father Brandon, who loved these kind of socks, I got a pair of socks with St. John Vianney on them. Yeah, yeah, Angela gave them to me this year. She's our parish council chair. When I sit down, check out my socks. Yeah. So, you know, you can kind of tell from the packaging what the thing is. I've got one more example here. All right. So, you know, you get something like this, right? Now, it's kind of hard to tell, but, you know, you can kind of tell from the little lacy thing here, and it's Christmas, and it's a velvet box. It's probably a Christmas ornament, right? Yeah, like a little Christmas ornament, which it was, you know. And I still put the little thing back into the box every year, you know. And then you have this one, and you know what this one means. If you get this one on Christmas, ladies, your boyfriend's trying to get a 2-for-1. That's what's going on. He's trying to knock out Christmas and the ring at the same time. But you can tell. You know, there's my little ring in there. It's my I trust in Jesus ring. I keep it in there. But the point is, you can pretty much tell from the package how a thing is wrapped as to what's going to be in it. Can't you? The trick is to match the wrap to the gift. But how do you wrap God's gifts to us? Throughout our Advent season, we have been exploring the gifts of the Holy Spirit that God just delights to shower upon us. Wisdom, a desire to contemplate God through creation. Understanding, an ability to see the reasonableness of our faith. Counsel, an insight into what God would have us do in this life he gives us. Fortitude, a strength to follow through on what God's counsel reveals to us. Knowledge, an ability to see ourselves as God sees us. Piety, a motivation to worship God from a place of love and fear the Lord. A desire not to offend God, a desire from a place of love, not from a place of punishment avoidance. These are God's seven gifts of the Holy Spirit that he gives to us. But how do you wrap two desires, a strength, an insight, two abilities, and a motivation? Well, you embody the experience. You embody the desires for wisdom and a fear of the Lord. You embody the abilities to understand and see ourselves as God sees us. You embody the motivation to worship. You embody the insight of counsel, and you embody the strength to follow through. This is what we are celebrating on this Christmas Eve. We're celebrating that God embodied and delivered his gifts to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Here is how St. Paul explained it to the Philippians back in a day. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Merry Christmas! Jesus emptied himself and was born one of us as a tiny, vulnerable, love-needing baby. Now, of course, St. Paul himself never celebrated Christmas because in his day, the Holy Spirit had not yet inspired the church to create the holiday. Rather, St. Paul's eyes were fixed on Easter, our celebration to which Christmas points. It will be there that our Christmas present from God will be ultimately unwrapped, where Jesus will ultimately empty himself so as to give us the Holy Spirit's sevenfold gifts of holiness to the many. Tonight, we throw a birthday party celebrating that God the Father gives us the gift of God the Son, through whom we receive the Holy Spirit's gifts for holiness. And kind of like that sweater your mom wrapped up and gave you, perhaps the best way to say thank you to God is to wear it.